Today on Beyond the Brews, non-fermentable sugars versus sugar taste test. Okay, we've been saying for years that non-fermentable sugars can be used to sweeten things and, you know, it should taste good. I think we did allulose versus erythritol once, but
yeah.
I don't think we ever tested against actual sugar.
So today we're doing actual sugar, allulose, and organic stevia powder. The reason why we chose these two particular non-fermentable sugars as our test subjects is because further study shows that these aren't as bad as perhaps some of the other ones are.
Right. Some of the others can mess with your digestive system. They can mess with your gut biome and things like that. Some of them have other problems with them. Yep. Whereas stevia and allulose seem to have the least bad things going for them. I mean, even sugar isn't really good for you either. So, you know, all these things aside.
Perspective, we're talking about alcohol, so.
Yeah. Now, we're going to sweeten three samples equally. I'm going to put the same amount of sweetener in each. Now, for this test, we are actually using our fancified red wine that we made in a video.
We did a plain versus polished wine comparison, and it was similar ingredients.
Different methods.
Yeah. So this is the polished version. And the reason why we selected this is because it went dry. So it ended up at 0.994 specific gravity.
And it's 11% ABV. So it's actually a really dry wine. It's a Concord grape wine, but it gives a nice idea of what it can be.
But
I have
because,
these filled about equally.
But because we know that not all things sweeten the same, we're actually going to do a second test with a mesquite mead. And this one ended up at 1.004. So it's not as dry as the wine, but it's still pretty close to dry. So that way we can see if the sugars somehow react differently in a wine versus a mead.
I had initially thought that doing a quarter teaspoon was going to be enough. I don't think so. I'm going to do a half teaspoon.
All right, so Brian eyeballed the volumes of the wine. He's pretty good at that. But yes, we are science adjacent.
Yeah, this is a very non-scientific
light
test,
if you will. We're just trying to...
Is there a difference?
...to be as equal as possible without going too crazy.
I think a half teaspoon. That way you really can taste it. You know that it's sweet. There we go. Sugar. And... Mixy mix. Here, you can mixy mix.
All right, I'm mixy mixing.
Next one up is going to be the stevia, however you like to say it. And this stevia is the one that is probably the most natural and the least harmful, okay? But it has a weird aftertaste in some things.
Yeah.
So we don't really know, you know, we've been telling people for years that it has a weird aftertaste.
What are you doing?
I don't know. That was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. I did say it's a non-scientific test. You'll have to excuse me a little bit. I'm kind of, not out of it, but in a lot of pain. Did something to my neck recently and aggravated an old injury.
The joys of getting older. Things just randomly hurt.
Well, I injured it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I probably shouldn't have stuck the spoon.
So this really interesting thing happened. You may have seen it from your point of view, but the stevia powder is a very fine powder. And so some of the dust got in the air.
And you
could taste the sweetness on your tongue just from breathing the air.
We went to Lowe's one time and they had stevia plants and I ate one of the leaves. I was like, holy shit, it tastes like sugar.
It does. It's really, really quite fascinating plant.
Okay, so the stevia one is mixed. Are you done mixing that?
I was being thorough.
Apparently. Gimme.
So that's sugar.
Yep, we got sugar, stevia, allulose is next.
Do you want me to dry this off for whisking the allulose?
Sure.
Or are you going to do your measuring spoon again?
Nope. Got made fun of. Not going to do it. You can whisk it up.
Whisk it up. There's not a song for that.
No, there is not a song.
I am so upset. Please, if you have a song for whisking it up, let me know in the comments below so I can sing that next time.
I'm just gonna move these over to the side. They're in my way.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Bothers me. Sugar, Stevia, allulose. You done yet?
I want to be thorough. I don't want to have like a blob.
I don't see any blobs in the stevia. The stevia is a really fine powder.
Yeah.
I would also like to say something. The stevia was the most expensive of the two. This is 2 pounds of allulose, 6 ounces of stevia. The stevia costs more.
We got both of these from Amazon, so I'll make sure to link them in the description below if you want to get some for yourself.
All right.
All right.
Where do you want to start? Sugar.
Sugar.
Ladies first.
It's the known.
And we are not doing this blind because we're just not. I don't know why we're not. It just, there's really no reason to. I'm smelling it. I don't know why.
Habit. I'm surprised that I didn't smell it. I probably didn't even notice it.
Okay. Sweetened with sugar. It's quite pleasant.
I feel like we should have water. I guess we don't need water.
We don't need no stinking water. It's quite pleasant, sweetened with sugar.
Yeah.
It had a sweet taste without being overly sweet. And I didn't get any weird aftertaste, as you'd expect from sugar.
I didn't smell it that time.
I'm pretty sure this wine was like oaked and tannified and everything.
Hmm.
Stevia.
Up front, it tasted sweeter than the sugar.
Yeah.
But it does have that.
It's a weird aftertaste.
It's a sweet aftertaste. It just.
You can probably get used to it.
Yeah.
But it does have like, it's like a funk.
It kind of stays with you too, which is weird.
It's almost a bitter aftertaste. So, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to put that in a brew.
Up front, I liked it a lot.
Now, we also chose things that have pretty strong flavors on purpose to see how much it affects that. Like, to me, that cut right through. Like, I tasted that instantly.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, try the allulose.
Allulose.
From what I recall, allulose is the closest to sugar taste-wise without the aftertaste.
Stevia was so potent.
Yes. That's the other thing. Stevia is more sweet than sugar.
Yeah.
Allulose is less sweet than sugar.
And that is something that I know people are going to ask, well, why didn't you do the ratio comparisons to the sweetness of sugar? And sure.
It's really hard to do.
That's a way we could have gone with this.
Let's add a little bit more allulose to that.
But we were trying to, I want to compare allulose versus sugar now.
That's why I wanted to put a little bit more in it to make it as sweet as the sugar one, because it's not. That was a method to my madness that time.
I think you can look it up online.
It's like 60%.
And I'll give you a suggestion.
Yeah, it's like 60% is sweet. So put in roughly 1.5 times the amount. Although in that small amount of wine, it's probably going to be a lot sweeter now. Like I said, non-scientific test. We're just taste testing here. Because here's the truth of the matter. If you're going to use any of these things to sweeten, you're going to sweeten to taste anyway. So the exact amount that we put in, as long as we get the sweetness level about the same, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
The stevia was way stronger.
The interesting thing about this particular wine is that because we did oak it and do some other stuff to make it a little fancy orange-mancy, it has some really dark fruit notes to it that you don't get typically in wine. And that is retained in both the sugar and the allulose, but the stevia kind of
muted it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, the stevia just took over. Go ahead and do your thing. Just leave me a tiny taste so I can compare to. Yes, that hurts to do. Okay.
I feel like those are really similar.
Yeah, there's like nothing between them. From this test alone, as you can tell, stevia still has some left in the glass. It was the least pleasant of the three.
I don't want stevia to feel bad.
It was the least pleasant of the three. I use whole stevia leaf in tea sometimes. And if you don't use too much, it sweetens without the aftertaste. But if you put too much, it tastes like that chemical weird, even though it's not really a chemical.
Nope.
By the way, this is pure stevia. Usually it's cut with erythritol, which we're trying to avoid.
Right.
I would say for that particular wine, the sugar and allulose equal.
Yeah.
Now, the main difference is if you use sugar to sweeten something, then there's a potential for re-fermentation. You have to pasteurize or stabilize in some way. Using allulose, which is non-fermentable, you can sweeten to your heart's content and it doesn't matter. And that's why we're doing this, because we want to be able to do that.
Now, we're using this as a consideration for back sweetening a finished brew.
Yep.
Some people have gotten really confused about this discussion between fermentable and non-fermentable sugar, and they've used a non-fermentable sugar as their primary...
That will not work. That's
not going to work, because if you don't have any fermentable sugar to start off with, then guess what? You're not going to have a fermentation. So you need to get to where you want to be alcohol percentage-wise with fermentable sugars, and then after that is complete, then you can... back sweeten with a non-fermentable to get it to the sweetness that you want.
There has been discussion too about whether it interferes with fermentation, and I can't find concrete proof whether allulose or stevia interfere with fermentation.
Oh, if you put it in during primary?
Yep. Or even like for carbonating.
Oh.
Because we had a few that we used erythritol specifically that did not carbonate. Now, did they not carbonate because we didn't use insurance yeast? Did they not carbonate because our swing top seals are no good anymore? Or did they not carbonate because the erythritol killed it?
All right.
We don't know.
That requires further testing.
Yes, it does. All right, so based on what we know so far, I am going to put 1 teaspoon of sugar. By the way, this is the mead was 1.004.
Yep. This is our mesquite mead.
Yeah. So it's got a nice flavor to it, a little bit more than just a straight mead, but it's just mesquite honey. So technically that's actually just a traditional.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm gonna put 1 teaspoon in the sugar. And because the stevia was so strong, and I know it's at least twice as sweet as sugar, I'm gonna use half that much of the stevia. See, I'm learning, you know. Which it's interesting that it's more expensive, but you need less of it. So, that's about half. Okay. What? Yeah. And then the allulose, we know, needed more. So I'm going to do 1.5 times.
Do you need another paper towel or you got it?
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, there's going to be a very, 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 very minor amount of cross-contamination here. Because I'm not going to sanitize stuff in between everything. Like I said, non-scientific. We're just having fun here.
So this is 1.5 in this one.
Yeah. One. It's really nice to measure 1.5. Because this stuff clumps together a little bit better. All right. Stir them up. Please. Yeah, the idea is we want to be able to make like a sweet carbonated beverage and not have to pasteurize or not have to worry about it in the risky phase. So it'd be really nice if we could use either stevia or allulose to sweeten it and then carbonate.
So I can see the sugar better in this. So I'm seeing that my obnoxious amount of stirring, at least in the sugar, is necessary.
I can help.
Imagine the stevia is gonna...
Not as well as you might think.
Oh, yeah, there's little bits. There's that little divot at the very bottom. It's like, I'm just gonna sit here so you can't stir me.
Yeah, I got it. Make it happen.
My arm is actually cramping.
You want me to do it?
No, it's just ridiculous. All right, allulose.
So far, the stevia versus sugar doesn't really change the appearance at all. Sometimes when you add things like that, you can cloud it up.
I thought in the wine that the stevia clouded it, but it doesn't look like it's doing that in this one.
No, both appear still the same. Very clear. Want me to do it?
You're the injured one.
Yeah, my neck, not my hand. So we have sugar, stevia, allulose. All right, ladies first. I find it really interesting that there wasn't much between the sugar and allulose, because that's what people say, is that it tastes the most like sugar.
I feel like we should drink allulose next.
Go for it.
That was lovely.
Nicely sweetened. The honey still comes through.
I feel like there's a very slight difference in sweetness level, not in flavor. And that could be just because of our wonky...
I actually disagree. I think the sweetness level is really close. There's an ever so slight bitter aftertaste here. But it's so minor.
You didn't get that in that one?
Nope. Let me go back again.
Because I was attributing that just to the unknown of mead.
Oh. Yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah, there. On a scale of 1 to 100, they're like 97 to 98. That's how close they are together.
Even halved. It's nuts. I think you could go like a fourth.
The sweet, whoa.
Yeah. And it just coats, like stays with you.
Yeah.
Grabs onto your tongue. Right? Okay. You're forever
now. I'm going to go on a limb right now and say, I probably would not want to put stevia powder into anything. It starts off, like when you first hit your tongue with it, it's like, oh, this is good. And then you go, oh, God, this is bad. It just has this weird taste after a while.
I think it's something you could acquire a taste for.
Yeah, we got these sodas that are called Zevia.
Zevia.
Because I'm diabetic, so if I can avoid the sugar. And I don't like to drink calories other than if it's meat or liquor, you know.
Yeah. You have to minimize your
prices. Yeah, priorities. And in those, the aftertaste is there, but you kind of get used to it. And it's not so bad. I think if I used a fourth of it, it might even be...
I think in a cocktail situation, perhaps...
You might be able to get away with it.
Yeah, because there's just so much going on.
Try again, yeah.
But just as a sweetener, it's a little much.
Yeah.
And it's got that coating sensation that...
It doesn't go away.
Yeah.
It's got staying power.
It's got staying power.
It's really weird.
Brian will never be the same again.
Yeah.
But yeah, allulose.
Allulose, though. I would totally choose that.
Is pretty darn close.
I would say in a blind test, it'd be very difficult to tell the difference.
Yeah. I always do sugar and then allulose. Now I'm going to do allulose and then sugar.
Mm. Yeah. You know what part of the problem is? I don't actually like that meat. Yeah. Ow. Don't get old, folks. Trust me. Actually, don't injure your neck. Which one's the sugar?
This is the sugar. They taste so similar,
Regardless
of which one you drink
That's
first.
That's what I mean. It's like they're a tenth of a step away from each other. They're so similar.
Have you done a taste test comparison between allulose, sugar, and stevia? Let us know in the comments below what your conclusion was.
And as always, guys, thanks so much for watching, and have a great day.
Bye-bye.